We love to sing this hymn.
我们很喜欢唱这首诗歌。
Because every time when we sing this hymn, we see the brothers and sisters' face are opened up.
因为每次唱这首诗歌，我们都看到你的脸上表情就展开了。
It is our personal story of the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这是我们个人身上耶稣基督救恩的故事。
For we are the saved children of the Lord.
因为我们是主耶稣拯救的小孩子。
But sometimes we understand salvation superficially.
但是我们有时候我们只能表面上的了解救恩。
As if salvation is a small thing.
就像救恩只是一件很小的事。
But salvation is a great deed is a great thing indeed.
但是呢，救恩其实是非常非常伟大的事。
It cost us nothing.
我们不需付任何代价。
But it cost our Lord everything.
但是这让我们的主付出所有的代价。
And every time when we looked at how salvation is made for us,
但我们每次看救恩是在我们身上如何造成。
Our hearts are deeply moved.
我们的心就会受到感动。
Let us open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 5. It's printed on your program as well.
请打开你的节目单上，你可以看到希伯来书第五章。
But if you can open your Bible, it's even better.
但是如果你能打开圣经更好。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章
Verses 7 through 10
第七到十节
Now let's read them together.
我们一起读
In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplication
with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death.
And he was heard because of his piety. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect,It became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation, being designated by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This is this part of the scripture which tells us what happened in the days of Jesus' flesh.
这是圣经节中告诉我们耶稣基督在肉身的时候发生了什么事。
The Lord Jesus walked on this earth 2,000 years ago.
耶稣基督两千年前在地球上行走。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He is always the Son of God.
他永远是神的儿子。
Yet he took on the bodily flesh to walk on the earth.
但是他还是用人的肉身来在世界上行走。
He came with a mission.
他来有一件任务。
Because God has given him a mission.
因为神给了他这个使命。
And he tells us to call God our Father in heaven.
他告诉我们要称呼神是我们天上的父。
That is the first mission of the Son of God.
这是他的第一件使命。
He wants to come to establish this relationship between God and man again.
他希望要来到能够完成这个神与人之间的关系。
But what is the meaning to call God our Father in heaven?
但是我们称神为我们天上的父到底是什么意思呢？
How may we call the God that we do not see our Father?
我们要怎么称我们这位从我们为什么要称我们这个从来没看过的神是我们天上的父呢
？We don't know how to approach God.
我们不知道如何接近神。
In fact, nobody ever think about God.
事实上，从来也没有人想到过神。
As we live in this world,
就在我们活在这个世上的时候
，We know what is problem.
我们知道什么是问题。
We know what is our problem.
我们知道我们的问题是什么。
We have endured many hardships in our growing up.
我们成长的过程中有很多的苦难。
But even when we are going through difficulties,
但是即使在我们在经历苦难的时候
it is not in the nature of man to call upon God.
人的天性是不喜欢呼求神的。
It is not in the nature of our flesh to find God to help us.
人的肉体的天性是不喜欢呼求神来帮忙我们。
And because men actually have never think about God.
因为人事实上从来也没有想到过神。
Since men do not think about God,
既然人们不想叫神。
But God has always been thinking of men.
但是神永远都在想到人。
Therefore, God sent his son.
因此神把他的儿子送来。
And God stood in the position as a human being on earth.
神他就成为人的形式在世界上。
He goes through what human beings go through.
他就经历了我们人所经历过的。
And he even goes through the worst things of human beings.
他甚至经历过最痛苦，人所能经历过最痛苦。
When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came and took on a bodily flesh.
当神的儿子耶稣基督来到身上，成为人的肉体。
It was a great deal.
这是非常非常伟大的事。
And in the days of his flesh,
当他肉身的时候,
he came to accomplish the mission of God.
他来是为了要完成神的给他的使命,
in order to accomplish God's commission to him,
为了要完成神交付给他的使命,
he had to give his all.
他必须完全的把自己给献上。
If there was a moment in time that he saved something for himself,
如果这时中有任何一分一秒他为自己保留了一些什么,
he could not finish God's commission to him.
他就不能够完成神给他的使命。
He had to go through all the terrible tragedy of mankind.
他必须经历过所有人所能够遭受到的悲剧。
And he had to suffer the pain that no people ever imagined could come on a human being.
他必须忍受这种痛苦，没有人可以忍受人所身上能够受这样的痛苦。
What did God want from man?
神到底要从人身上得到什么?
Why it is such a difficult task for Jesus Christ even to finish?
为什么这是如何，即使为了耶稣基督这么难完成的事情呢?
Because simply put, God wants to restore the relationship with us all.
因为很简单的说，耶稣基督想要重新修复与人之间的关系。
Our God do not want to see his creature wander about the earth.
神不想要在他的，不想要再看他的，他所创造的人在世上流荡。
Since he loves us,
因为他爱我们,
he doesn't want us to get lost in our wandering.
他不希望我们在流荡的时候迷失。
And even when we are lost,
即使我们已经迷失了,
we don't want to find God.
我们仍然不想要找到神。
We hardly remember there is a God that we do not see.
我们几乎已经忘记了有一个我们所看不到的神。
And we keep on wandering.
我们就是继续的流浪。
You know, no one has only seen once.
没有任何一个人看过任何一次看过神。
No one has only sinned once.
没有一个人只犯过一次罪。
And sin is very addictive.
我们知道犯罪是会成为习惯的。
If you lie, you would keep lying.
如果你撒谎，你就会一直撒谎。
If you have stolen, you would keep on stealing.
如果你偷过东西，你就会一直偷。
Man's mind and man's effort only think of how to benefit himself.
我们人的心智就只是想到让我们如何让我们自己能够得利。
But yet we miss out the greatest benefit of all is to reestablish relationship with God.
但是我们忽视了。 那我们所能够得到最大的益处就是修复我们与神的关系。
Sometimes after we become Christian, the same thing happens.
即使在我们成为基督徒之后, 这些事情还是会在我们身上发生。
We know we go through many difficulties just the same after we become believers.
我们知道当我们信主以后, 我们还是要经历过很多的困难。
But then in our difficulties, have we remembered that we have a Heavenly Father?
但是在我们在困苦中，我们还记得我们有一个天上的父吗？
Jesus Christ remembered the Heavenly Father each day in his flesh on earth.
耶稣基督是肉在世上是肉身的时候，他每一天都记得他天上的父。
In order to reestablish the relationship between God and man,
为了要重新建立神与人之间的关系,
he finished these four things.
他完成了这四以下四件事。
And that is, he help us to be saved.
他帮忙我们能够得救。
He is putting us in the position of sanctification.
他把我们放在一个位置上，我们可以成圣的位置上。
And be justified.
能够称义。
And be born again.
而且可以重生。
Incidentally, that is the order of the four gospel books.
这就是四本福音书的顺序。
And each of the gospel book,
每一本福音书,
from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
从马太、马可、约翰还有路加。
And these four gospel books speak of these four aspects very clearly.
这四本福音书讲到了这四方面，非常清楚的讲到。
And today we are only going to touch upon how to be saved.
今天我们只是要讲如何能够得救。
Jesus Christ has finished the salvation for us.
耶稣基督已经完成了救恩。
In the days of his flesh,
在他肉身的时候,
so that we can be saved.
所以我们可以得救。
Now, to be saved is simply put to come home to God.
所以得救其实很简单, 就是回到神家。
And in John chapter 10, verse 9,
在约翰福音十章九节
Jesus said, I am the door.
耶稣说我就是门
If anyone enters through me,
如果凡从我进来的
he shall be saved.
必然得救
Jesus said, I am the door.
耶稣说我就是门
And he is the entrance for us to reestablish the relationship with God.
他就是那他就是那扇入口能够让我们与神重新完成关系的入口。
Of course, he gives a parable. We are like God's sheep.
他举举了一个例子他说我们就像是神的羊一样。
But in order to come back to God and to enjoy all the provision of God,
为了要能够重新回到神的身边并能够享受神一切。
And there is only one door.
就只有这么一扇门。
And this door, Jesus said, is me.
耶稣基督说这扇门就是我
I am the door if anyone enters through me
我就这扇门如果任何人从这扇门进入
He shall be saved
他就必然得救
Okay, so what is to be saved?
什么是得救
And we know salvation is not the experience
我们知道得救并不只是一种经验
We all have the experience of salvation
我们都有得救的经验
That's why today we are called Christian.
所以我们今天可以被称为基督徒。
But none of us have experienced the experience.
但是我们从来没有一个人能够经历过那个特殊的经历。
And we all have a experience,
我们都有
an experience.
我们都有一些经历，但不是那个特殊的经历。
Salvation is the entrance to an experience of the revelation of Jesus Christ.
救恩它就是这个入口我们经由这个入口我们可以得到耶稣基督的
So each time when we come through the door of Jesus Christ
所以当每一次我们进入耶稣基督的门的时候
Then each one of us experience a part of Jesus Christ that is revealed to us
所以我们每一个人都能够经历耶稣基督显现的
But no one can say I have the experience of Jesus Christ
但是没有人能够说我有耶稣基督的经历
Because the salvation that God has prepared in his son is so great.
因为神在他的儿子身上准备的救恩是如此的庞大。
It takes all generations of saints to experience him.
这让所有历代历届的圣徒都能够经历耶稣基督。
And each of our experience help us to get in touch with one aspect of God.
我们每一个人的经验都能够帮助我们能够了解到神救恩的一部分
So when Christian comes together in his church
所以当我们一起在这个教会的时候
And we know that God has given such an abundant provision
我们知道神给我们这么如此丰富的
That each of us not only have a life
我们个人身上我们不只是只有一个生命
But we may have this life more abundantly
但是我们生命中某一部分可能会更充分。
And the salvation is a door that leads us continually to experience more and more of Jesus Christ.
这个救恩它就像一个门一样，我们经由这个门，我们可以更加更多更多的体会耶稣基督。
And in the days of his flesh,
我们能够体会他在肉身的时候。
And Jesus Christ was just doing this one thing so that we may have the chance to find the door.
耶稣基督在肉身的时候只是做了这一件事所以我们才有这个机会能够找到这一扇门
But we talked about this God, salvation is not man's idea
但是我们讲到过说这个救恩并不是人的主意
Salvation is God's idea
救恩是神的意志
And man had never want to find God
我们知道人从来都不想要找神
Even when man suffered
即使在我们在困苦中
They only gnash their teeth
我们就只是自己咬牙撑过。
And they go through a lot of stress and even depression.
我们经历过很多的压力，甚至我们非常的忧郁。
So Christians are not supposed to go through stress like that.
我们基督徒不应该经历过这种压力紧张。
Yes, all this strain of life and hardship is real to us.
但是这些生命中的苦难对我们而言非常的真实。
But if we step back and look at what God had already accomplished for us.
但是我们往后站一步我们来看看神已经为我们完成了哪些事。
And we must know that the salvation is waiting for us to enter in right now.
我们就知道救恩已经在那里等着我们来 走过这扇门。
Instead of struggling on our own,
而不是说靠我们自己的力量挣扎。
Let us find the door and enter in.
让我们来找这扇门，然后我们进入这扇门。
Let us pray so that we can find this door.
我们一起祷告，让我们来到，能够找到这扇门。
Only when you enter in the door of Jesus Christ.
只有当你进入基督耶稣基督的这扇门，
then you will experience a fuller salvation.
你才能够得，你才能够经历到全面所有的救恩。
And we have many, many difficulties in life.
我们的生活中有非常非常多的苦难。
And some people gone through sickness.
有些人身上有病痛。
And in this economic climate, we do not know how long a job we can keep.
在现在经济形势这么糟糕，我们不知道我们的工作还能够有多久。
But we cannot let these things happen around us and stress us out.
但是我们不能够去让这些事情，让这些事情能够来压迫我们，让我们压力
太大。And all these things that happening to us are real.
但是这些发生在我们事实上，这些苦难都是真实的。
Our son is not doing well.
我们的小孩最近情况并不好。
And our daughter is not very good.
我们的女儿最近也不太好。
And all these but help us to receive salvation before the Lord.
但是这些东西都是，但是这些事都是能够让我们，帮助我们能够在主面前得到这个救恩。
Because Jesus Christ is more real than anything we experience in this lifetime.
因为耶稣基督是最真实，比我们在这些事情，在这个世界上所能够经历所有的事都更真实。
But the difficulty of the bodily flesh that we are in,
但是我们身体上所能够经历到这些苦难，我们在这些苦难中。
But the difficulty that our bodily flesh is experiencing,
但是这些我们身体所能够，肉体所能够经，在经历这些苦难的时候。
It's not mostly from outside.
但是并不，主要并不是从外面而来。
It's the condition of our hearts.
就是我们自己心里创造的环境。
You know, coming to God, you need to come with your full heart.
我们知道到神面前，你要带你的全心而来。
But in our natural flesh,
但是在我们天然的肉体中，
its heart is very hardened.
我们知道我们的心是非常的坚硬。
This heart of the flesh, the natural man,
我们知道这个肉体的心，这个天然人的这个肉体的心，
does not think or feel that it needs to be saved.
我们这颗心并不感觉到，或者并不认为我们必须要得救。
In fact, if you say you're in trouble,
事实上当你说，哦，我有困难的时候，
they will say, no, you are not better than me.
他这个心就会说，哦，没有，你没有比我更好。
There is a resistance in the flesh of man against God.
我们的天然生命中对神有一种抗拒。
It does not feel that it needs to be saved.
我们的肉体并不感觉到我们必须要被拯救。
It will try everything on its own before it really realizes that it needs to be saved.
我们会自己的一直尝试，一直尝试靠自己，一直到我们得救。
It would keep thinking about the way out before it comes to ask God.
自己会一直想出路。
And that is the same condition for all flesh.
这对所有的肉体而言都是这个样子。
But the salvation is God's idea.
但我们知道救恩是从神而来的。
He does not want us to stay in the flesh like that.
神的旨意并不要我们在肉体，像肉体这样子。
So he set off by wanting to send his son to accomplish salvation for us.
所以他把他的儿子送来，想要他的儿子来完成这个救恩。
The Bible tells us that before the foundation of the world,
圣经上告诉我们，在世界成立之前，
God has prepared the salvation for us.
神已经预备好了这个救恩了。
But according to the history of mankind,
但是根据人类的历史，
from the book of Genesis, we see this.
但从那个创世纪中我们看到了，
when Adam disobeyed God,
当亚当不顺服神的时候，
and he ate the fruit that was forbidden.
他吃了那颗不该吃的果实。
And God said, we cannot allow him to eat the tree of the life.
神就说我们不可以让他吃生命树的果子。
So he was cast out from the Garden of Eden.
所以他就被从伊甸园中被赶出去。
And what that means is that Adam from that moment on is spiritually dead.
所以我们知道这指什么呢？我们知道当亚当被赶出去的时候，他的灵上的生命就已经死了。
Because in that moment, he can no longer hear or see God.
因为就在那一个时刻，他就再也听不到，也看不见神了。
And the Bible tells us that, you know, right out of the gate to exit out of the garden.
圣经上告诉我们，当他出走出这个伊甸园的时候
，God has put a fiery sword to guard that gate.
我们知也就是他放了这个火炬，能够让来保来锁住这个门。
That means that if Adam wants to come back through that gate.
我们知道，所以当亚当他如果要再回到伊甸园的时候。
His flesh has to be terminated right there.
我们知道他的肉体就在那扇门前就必须被毁灭。
But no flesh wants to be terminated by God.
但我们知道没有一个人的肉体想要死掉。
So instead of coming and to receive the righteous judgments of God on the flesh.
所以我们知道，所以我们并不想要经历神对这个肉体的这个公正的审判。
So man kept on wandering on the earth.
所以我们就一直在世界上流浪。
They kept on struggling.
我们继续不停的挣扎。
And they will keep on going and going farther and farther away to establish their own civilization.
所以我们就越走越流浪越远，越流浪越远，来完成我们自己的文明。
The more clever man will try to network with other men so that they don't need God together.
所以我们知道，很聪明的人他就会想要跟很多聪明的人在一起，所以他们就不需要神了。
If there's money to make, let us make money together.
如果有可以赚钱的机会，我们就一起赚钱。
And if there is some house and building to build, let us build this thing together.
如果有一些房子可以一起盖，我们就一起来盖这些房子。
And so civilization prospered.
所以人类的文明就能够急速发展。
But they are drifting farther and farther away from God.
但我们就离神越来越远了。
Only for this reason that the flesh is trying to preserve itself.
就是只是为了这个原因，所以我们知道我们肉体想要保存我们自己肉体。
All the flesh is the same way.
所有的肉体都是一样的。
Except in the days of his flesh.
除了在他的肉体那一天。
The flesh of Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh.
我们除了在耶稣基督成为肉身的那时候。
And he came and he did something that no man had ever done.
他耶稣基督成为肉身来到世上，他做了一些从来没有任何一个人能够做到的事。
He offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears.
他就大声哀哭流泪祷告。
To the one able to save him from death.
跟那个唯一能够救他从死中出来的。
You know, the only one thing that the flesh is afraid of is death.
我们知道肉体只害怕一件事，这一件事就是死。
Because it is afraid of death so desperately that that they are willingly to become slaves of man.
我们知道肉体是如此的怕死，因为这个怕死，我们甚至愿意能够当奴隶。
But even though all flesh are afraid of death, no one come to God to pray and make supplications.
我们知道，就算所有的肉体都害怕死，但是没有一个肉体愿意到神面前来祷告。
If anybody can save us, that is God.
如果有任何一个人可以拯救我们，那就是神。
God wants to save us.
神想要救我们。
But man does not want to come to God.
但是人不想要到神这里来。
And we know in the book of Genesis, the first time that man prayed,
我们知道在启示录在创世纪里头，人们第一次祷告。
It's the time when Adam begot Seth and Seth begot Enosh.
我们是知道是当
亚当生了闪，闪生了伊诺斯。
Okay.
And the name Enos means mortal.
伊诺斯是指肉体。
伊诺斯 means 必死的。
So
only when man realized the flesh is about to die, it's going to be dead for sure.
只有当人知道肉体是一定要会死的时候。
The Bible said man began to pray.
圣经上说人就开始祷告。
Now that is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的启示。
But the Bible only helps us to take a glimpse of this.
但是圣经只帮助我们看到了那么一点。
So some people who have the revelation of God,
所以有一些人当他从神那边得到启示,
they will start to pray.
他们就会开始祷告。
But no one pray in his flesh like Jesus Christ.
但是没有人像耶稣基督在肉体的时候。
Jesus Christ pray and with loud crying and tears.
我们耶稣基督大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
He pray with such humility and humbled himself with earnesty before the Lord.
他如此虔诚、谦卑的祷告。
Why?
为什么？
He is the Son of God. Why must he pray like that?
他是神的儿子，他为何还要如此祷告？
Because in the days of his flesh, he stood in the position of the human flesh.
因为在他在世上的时候，他
是在人肉的。He is asking God, if it is at all possible, please save the flesh.
他就要求神，就是用任何可以的方法说，哦，来拯救我肉体。
But he cannot save the flesh.
但是他不能够保存他自己的肉体。
He realized the flesh can never be saved.
他也了解到我们的肉体永远不能够得救。
If God is righteous,
如果神是公义的，
the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
And all flesh has committed sin that fallen short of the glory of God.
我们知道我们所有的肉体都犯了罪，我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
And it must be dealt with.
我们都知道要必须要被对付。
Jesus Christ prayed, "It is at all possible, we move this bitter cup from me."
耶稣基督祷告说，请把这苦杯从我身上拿走。
And he prayed so hard because he, in order to demonstrate for us that flesh is not savable.
他如此恳切的祷告，他就是为了要向我们证明我们的肉体是没有办法得救的。
God the Father in heaven, He loves us all.
我们天上的父神，他爱我们每一个人。
He wants to save us if we can be saved.
他想要拯救我们，如果我们能够被得救，他就会拯救我们。
But the problem with human nature is we want to save our flesh.
但是我们知道，我们人性就是想要拯救我们的肉体。
And the Son of God came in this flesh position.
神子就成为肉体而来到世上。
And he prayed, and he prayed earnestly.
他就祷告，而且他恳切祷告。
But he realized that it cannot be saved.
他祷告以后，他就知道其实肉体是不能够被得救的。
The flesh must be put to death.
我们知道我们肉体必须要死。
But Jesus Christ does not want to die either.
但我们知道耶稣基督也不想死。
Because death means a separation from God.
我们知道死就是指与神分离。
If anyone truly know what is to be separated from God and how terrible that is,
如果你们之中任何一个人想要知道什么是与神分离，而且想要知道这种感觉是多糟糕的话，
come to Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh.
你就可以想象耶稣基督在肉体时候的。
For all flesh on the earth, they don't think twice. Oh, okay, if I'm doing these things means I'm going to be separated from God, I will do it right away as long as it benefits me.
我们知道世上的所有人，我们做任何事的时候，我们常常，我们都不会想说，哦，我们做了这件事，我们就会与神分离。
The、
我们就想说做这件事对我们有没有利。
The flesh is always seeking self-gratification.
我们知道肉体就是永远要追求他自己身上的满足。
But Jesus Christ knows in his flesh.
但耶稣基督知道在他的肉体的时候。
He knows why he was given a bodily flesh.
他知道他为什么成为肉身。
His bodily flesh is not to seek self-gratification.
他并不是想要得到自身肉体的满足。
But his bodily flesh is to do God's will.
我们知道他耶稣基督的肉体是要完成神的旨意。
And thus he obeyed.
所以他就顺从。
And even to death.
甚至死。
And which is a big deal what Jesus Christ has done on that day.
我们知道那一天而言，这是一件非常伟大的事。
But some people say, well, is it true that all flesh are that bad?
有些人会问，哦，是不是所有的肉体都是这么的坏呢？
Weren't there righteous people lived on earth too?
难道都没有人义人能够活在世上吗？
And the Bible has actually answered that very directly in the book of Ezekiel.
其实在以西结书上面圣经讲得非常清楚。
Yes, by doing and keeping God's words.
当你行而且保而且守住神的话的时候
，and some people if they could keep all the words of God，
他们如果能够遵守神说的所有的话
，if they have done God's will on earth，
如果他们遵守神的旨意在世上行事
，they will be looked at as righteous people by God，
在神的眼中他们就是义人。
For God is righteous, He will not count the sinless sinful。
因为神是公义的，他就不会是无罪的，他就不会是有罪的为无罪。
And then 无罪的为有罪 too。
无罪的为有罪。
And so in Book of Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14 and 16, it says。
所以在以西结书十五章十五章十四节十六节中。
十四章十四十六节。
十四十六。
Even though these three men，
即使有这三个人
，Noah, Daniel, and Job were in its midst。
即使这其中有挪亚、但以理、约伯这三人
，by their own righteousness，
因着他们自己的义
，they could only deliver themselves。
他们只能够救自己的生命。
And verse 16 says，
第十六节说。
As I live, the Lord declares,
我指的我的永生,
they could not deliver either their sons or their daughters.
甚至他们的儿子或女儿都不能得救。
Yes, if there is a flesh that they can keep all God's commandment and be righteous before God.
我们知道如果有一个肉体他能够遵守神所有的要求而且戒律,
they do not need to be condemned.
他就不需要被谴责。
And the Bible pointed out that it is possible.
圣经说到这是有可能的。
There were three people at least mentioned here.
至少有三个人，提到了三个人。
And they are Noah, Daniel, and Job.
是挪亚、但以理还有约伯。
But the Lord makes us help us to understand clearly as well.
但是神他也能够帮助我们非常清楚的了解。
If any flesh can be righteous before God,
如果有任何一个肉体能够在神面前能够公义
，That righteousness cannot be hereditary。
这个肉体就它就不会被。
That righteousness cannot be hereditary。
这个肉体它不能够传下去。
And you cannot pass it on to your sons and daughters。
你不能够传到你的儿子或女儿身上。
So what it means is that that is the righteous act that God recognized。
我们知道这个义行是被神能够承认的。
It is not the righteous life that God is after.
这并不是一个这个义的生命。
And Jesus Christ in the days of his flesh, he did not just finish a righteous deed.
我们知道耶稣基督在他的肉身的时候他并没有完成任何一件公义。
He had accomplished a salvation which is his righteous life.
我们知道他完成了这个救恩是根据他这个公义的生命。
And in the life of Jesus Christ, he can beget many, many children of God.
我们知道在耶稣基督的生命里哦，他可以得到很多很多神的子女。
Jesus Christ's flesh is different from all other flesh.
耶稣基督的肉体跟所有的肉体都不一样。
And in the days of his flesh,
在他肉体的时候
he represents all flesh to come before the Lord.
他代表了所有到神面前的肉身。
If it's at all possible that the flesh do not need to die,
这是不可能，所以因为所有的肉体都必须要死。
But then the Lord, the Bible said, he was heard because of his piety.
圣经上说他的祷告因为他的虔诚就蒙了应许。
And he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
因着他所遭受到的痛苦，他就学了顺从。
He became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
他就成为所有永远得救的根源。
The flesh in the days of Jesus Christ.
在耶稣基督肉体的时候
，His flesh is uniquely different.
他的肉体是如此独一，如此的不同。
In order to accomplish eternal salvation for us.
为了要完成这个永久的救恩
He prayed in the stead of man
他站在人的地位上来祷告
And he prayed so hard with earnesty and humility
他非常非常恳切谦卑的祷告
And the Bible said he was heard
圣经上说到他的祷告蒙了应许
How was he heard? Didn't Jesus Christ die at the end?
他祷告怎么能够得到应许？他最后不是死了吗？
See, we still think according to the minds of the flesh.
你看看，我们还是按照人的肉体的方式来思考。
We think, okay, if I pray so that my flesh can that do not need to go through death.
我们是如此祷告，我们认为说，哦，我们祷告，我们的肉体就不需要死。
And if the Lord heard me, then that means my flesh does not need to die.
如果神听了我的祷告，那是不是就指我的肉体不需要死呢？
No, the Lord was, he was heard.
不，他的祷告得到应许。
Because God has answered his prayers and supplication.
因为神答应了他的祷告。
And put a seal on his prayer.
在他的祷告上盖了一个章。
I heard you.
我听到了。
Now you can truly represent all flesh.
我听到你了，所以你可以代表所有的肉体。
Now when you died on the cross,
当你在十架上死的时候,
you can become eternal salvation for all those who obey just like you.
你可以成为永久的救恩，只要其他的人跟你一样。
And all Christians come before this verse has to be in awe.
当我们基督徒来到这前面的时候，我们必须一起来。
How do you get salvation?
如何得到这个救恩呢?
How do you have a taste of the eternal salvation?
你如何能够尝到这个永久救恩的滋味呢?
Here it says by obedience.
这里说到了就是要顺从。
In the days of his flesh, Jesus Christ obeyed.
在耶稣基督肉体的时候，他顺从了。
He learned obedience through his sufferings.
他经由他的苦难，他就学了顺从。
And the Father heard of his piety.
我们知道父神也听了他的，也顺从了他的祷告。
Now a lot of times Christians have some confusion here.
我们知道我们常常有一些困扰或不明白。
Okay, obedience meaning I imitate Christ.
有时候大家，我们大家会觉得说有些困惑，我们认为顺从就是要学耶稣基督。
And I do what Jesus does, therefore I am obeying.
我只要做基督做的事，那我就是一种顺从。
And it is true.
这是没有,
on one side.
这从一方面来看是对的。
But according to the truth, it can never be done.
但我们知道这是永远没有办法做到的事。
And because if you copy Jesus' deeds,
因为你想要模仿耶稣基督的行为的时候,
if you try to do exactly like Jesus Christ has done,
如果你想要做完全完完全全的学耶稣基督所做的事,
at best you are copying an act.
最好来讲的话，你也不过是只是在学习他的行为。
But the salvation for us is not working like that.
但我们知道救恩在我们身上并不是这样的工作的。
And in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12,
在使徒行传4章12节,
Peter said there is salvation in no one else.
彼得说除他以外,
for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名,
by which we must be saved.
没有别的名，我们可以靠着等救。
It's not to say if you become obedient, your flesh can save some.
并不是说，哦，我们顺从了，我们的肉体就能够得到拯救。
Even with good intentions, the imitation of Christ never works.
即使是你想要学基督，你想要学他的行为，从来没有办法。
Salvation is of the Lord.
我们知道，救恩是从神来的。
And there is no other name given under heaven that by which we can be saved.
我们知道天下人间没有任何的名，靠任何的名我们可以靠着等。
There is no second door opened up by someone else.
没有第二扇门。
There is only Jesus Christ the door for all of us to enter in.
只有耶稣基督这扇门，我们只有从这扇门进入。
And the flesh resent this idea.
我们的肉身得到这个主义。
If I can do what Jesus did, am I just not good enough?
我们的肉身常常会说，哦，我们如果能够做基督所做的事，那这样是不是就够好了呢？
That's what religion is pursuing in their acts.
我们知道很多的宗教都是这个样子，要靠行为。
They try to do good and they try to perform goodness among men.
很多宗教它都是想要你叫你为善，而且你常要在你身上人的身上看到这些善行。
But they don't pray.
但是他们不祷告。
They don't come to God.
他们不来到神面前。
They don't seek after God's leading.
他们不真正追求神的领导。
And they don't obey because they did not know what God's leading is.
他们也不服从，因为他们并不知道神的旨意是什么。
So by doing good cannot save yourself and cannot save others.
所以我们知道只是做好事做善事并不能够拯救你也不能够拯救别人。
There is no other name given under heaven by which we can be saved.
我们知道天下人间没有第二种名我们可以靠着得救。
There are many wide doors that many people want to rush in.
我们知道有很多很宽大的门很多人都想要从那个门
And today, many religions emphasize the talents of men.
我们知道今天很多宗教强调人的智慧。
Oh, if you're good at that,
如果你做这件事情很有天分
join the church and use that talent to serve.
来教会用你这个天分来服侍神。
If you are good in that,
如果你那件事做得很好
instead of use it in the world, use it in the church.
不要在世界上来做这件事来教会用你这个天分来服侍
The intention is good
这个意念是好的
And we may even want to imitate what Christ has done
我们甚至要学习耶稣基督在做了什么事
But that is not foremost important
但这不是最最重要的事
Any work that is done in the church has to be motivated by the Lord
我们知道教会里头任何一件事工都必须从神从神而来的。
And therefore, within the church, the first thing to do is not to do.
所以我们知道在教会里头第一件要做的事就是不要做。
The first thing to do is to pray.
第一件要做的事是祷告。
Only when you pray, you may find out what the Lord wants.
你一定要先祷告你才知道神要你做什么。
Only when you know what the Lord wants, then you can obey.
你只有知道了神想要你做什么时候你才能
够顺服。But the secret of obedience is always knowing that God is going to deal with your flesh.
但我们知道这个顺从的这个秘诀就是你必须要知道神永远都要对付你的肉体。
Because God wants to do away with the flesh so that His Spirit can come through us.
因为神不要我们的肉体他的灵才能够进到我们身上。
This is not a complicated message, I hope.
我希望这并不是一个很复杂的一篇道。
But it is very necessary for us to realize what salvation is.
但是我认为这非常重要，因为我们必须如此，我们才能够了解什么是
救恩。Because Jesus Christ put down his life in order to accomplish this for us all.
因为我们知道耶稣基督牺牲了他的生命，就是为了要成就这件事，为我们所有
的。The flesh has to be dealt with.
我们知道肉体要被对付。
If the flesh wants to reconcile before God,
如果肉体想要跟神和好
it has to die.
就必须要死。
But then, your flesh and my flesh, if we die, then it becomes no more.
我们知道你跟我的肉体如果死了以后就没了。
And besides, even if you die and I die, it means nothing for other people.
我们知道你或我死了以后，这对其他人而言并不算什么。
And some people fancy a martyrdom.
我们知道有一些人他会非常
他们对殉道可能有一点理想。
他们对殉道有理想。
Don't think that far ahead.
不要想到那么远。
Think about how God is dealing with your flesh today.
想想神今天是怎么应对付你的肉体。
Think about how you must approach God with all your problems.
我们想想我们要如何接近神，带着我们所有的问题。
And ask the Lord to deal with it.
我们要求神来对付。
Only when you come before the Lord and willingly submit yourself to Him.
只有当我们来到神面前，我们愿意服下自己。
Then He can take you to the next level in the salvation.
他才能够把你带到救恩的另外一步去。
Our God is not partial.
我们的神他并不是片面的。
He treat us all the same way.
他对我们每一个人都是一样。
If you have more talents coming into the church,
如果你来教会的时候你有更多的天分
He will not necessarily use you more.
他并不见得会更多的使用你。
Because he cannot use you,
因为他不能够使用你。
Until you are willingly submit yourself to him.
直到你愿意在他面前服下。
until you are willingly letting God to deal with your flesh.
只有在你愿意让神来对付你肉体的时候,
and that is how we must learn together.
这就是我们必须为什么要一起学习的。
Jesus Christ heard, was heard, and because he learned obedience through sufferings.
耶稣基督他的祷告得到应许，因为他从苦难中学到了。And
he became the source of eternal salvation.
他就成为所有救恩的源头。And
in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8,
在以弗所书第二章八节,
it tells us that when we were dead in sins,
这告诉我们在我们最终死掉的时候,
and by Jesus Christ, we were, by his death, by the death of his son, we were reconciled to God.
借着神儿子的死得与神和好,
and now we shall be saved by his life.
我们就因着他的生得救。
Jesus Christ died for us.
耶稣基督为我们而死。
Therefore, all died.
所以我们都死。
Now the important thing for us to go further into salvation,
这一件我们如果想要更了解救恩，有一件很重要的事,
is for us to now let Jesus Christ live out through us.
所以我们必须让耶稣基督在我们身上活出来。
If by his death we can be made right with God,
如果借由神儿子的死，我们就可以与神和好。
And now we are made right with God. We are called the children of the Lord.
我们既然与神和好，那我们就可以称为神的儿子。
We have entered through the first entrance of salvation.
我们就进入救恩的第一道门。
Now we are on the other side of this door.
我们现在是在门的另外一边。
Now is the time we let Jesus Christ to live out through us.
现在我们就需要让耶稣基督从我们身上活出来。
That is the purpose of the revelation of Jesus Christ.
这才是耶稣基督启示的目的。
That is why we wanted to be saved.
这才是我们要得救的原因。
That is why we can enjoy all the sweet flowing of the flow of the river of salvation.
这才是我们能够享受这个救恩这条河。
So don't find yourself, never be satisfied by just coming through a gate.
所以你不要只是因为进了门就满足，从来也不要这样。
After you are reconciled to God by entering through the gate,
你进了门，你就跟神和好。
Now you are open to very tremendous possibility.
你就有很多很多很多伟大的机会。
Provided you also learn obedience as his son.
但是只要你必须要学习到他儿子的顺从。
And when you obey, salvation comes onto you very naturally.
当你顺从的时候, 救恩就会很自然地来到你身上。
You will discover that Jesus Christ is tremendously more powerful.
你就会能够真正体会到耶稣基督是非常非常的有能力。
Not only by faith you come through the great gate.
并不仅仅是经由信心你经过这道门。
Not only by grace you are brought into the gate.
并不是经由恩典你经由恩典你被带进有这道门。
But there is a greater portion of grace and faith that awaits you on the other side of the gate.
我们知道这道门的另外一边有更大更大的恩典等着你。
For by grace through faith we are saved.
因着信还有我们就称义。
How can we be saved?
我们如何能够得救?
God wants to save us from ourselves first and foremost.
神想要 拯救我们,
and in order for God to save us, he has to deal with our flesh.
神为了要让我们得救，我们就第一件事，我们就必须要对付我们自己的肉体。
In the days of his flesh, the Son of God stood in our position and he let the flesh to be dealt with completely.
我们知道当耶稣基督在肉体的时候，他让他的肉身彻底的被对付。
And he was called now the eternal salvation.
他就说 所以他现在才能够成为永久救恩的泉源。
Everyone wants it, cannot have it.
任何想要的人就可以得到。
But how are we going to have it?
我们要如何才能够得到呢?
Why this flesh has to be dealt with?
我们知道为什么肉身要被对付?
Because we remember the first reason why it has to be dealt with is that God wants to reconcile us to him.
我们知道肉身为什么要被对付? 因为第一件事神想要我们跟他和好。
The gate to the Garden of Eden was shut.
到伊甸园的路已经被关起来了。
The natural man, Adam, can never return back into the Eden to have the presence of God.
我们知道肉身的亚当, 他再也没有办法回到伊甸园中跟神在一起。
And he had to wander and get lost in this world.
他必须要一直游荡, 而且最后呢, 就迷路了。
And the end result of it is to be dead.
这最后的结果就是死。
After his flesh exhausted himself, death awaits him.
当他的肉身感到 疲惫的时候，我们知道最后等他的就是死。
And the people of Israel tried to do good to please God.
我们知道以色列人想要做好行为来取悦神。
They sought after the righteousness of the law.
他们想要借由律法而称义。
And at the end, God found out none righteous, not even one.
我们知道最后神没有发现任何的义人。
The Son of God had to come.
神儿子必须要来。
He dealt with the flesh once and for all.
他一次完完全全所有的就对付了肉体。
He showed us clearly that the flesh accomplished nothing in the kingdom of God.
基督清清楚楚告诉我们，在神的国度里，肉体不能够完成任何一件事。
And so therefore, now he put the flesh to death on the cross.
我们就知道他就在十字架上，对，把肉体钉死。
We realize salvation is God's idea, not ours.
我们知道。 救恩是从神那边来的，而不是我们。
And we also have to know that salvation is God's power, not ours.
我们也必须知道救恩是神的能力，不是我们的。
You cannot make salvation better.
你不可以让救恩更好。
You cannot do salvation by being a good person.
你不能够来做这个救恩。
But we can let salvation to work out from us. Because God has worked in the salvation in us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
12,
Paul is admonishing the church of Philippi.
我们知道,
we know the church of Philippi has some relationship problem. There is strife among some sisters.
在一些姊妹中间有争竞。
And it is, the harmony is not there.
这个和谐并不在这个教会里。
Now, mind you, Philippi is a very good church.
但我们知道菲利比其实是个不错的教会。
And they serve the Lord diligently. They remember the needs of the saints very, very carefully. And they are almost like perfect church already. But they have only this one problem. And which is a big problem in the eyes of God. They pay attention to life and service. The life of themselves, the spiritual life of themselves, and the spiritual service of themselves, more than their spiritual relationship within the church. Although they are very mature Christians, but Paul had to remind them this one thing. To deal with something very fundamentally in the heart of God. Before any spiritual life and any spiritual service can be established, God desires our spiritual relationship to be put right. So Paul admonished the church. He said, My beloved,
他说,我亲爱的,
just as you have always obeyed,
你们既然是常顺从的,
not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
不但我在你们那里, 就算我如今不在你们那里,
you know, relationship is a strange thing.
我们知道这个关系是一个非常奇妙的东西,
it's something we all know, but it's something we don't always pay attention to.
这是一件我们都知道的事,
like, you know, when my wife is out of the house,
我就像我的姊妹在, 离开家的时候,
and I'm busy doing my own thing,
我就很忙地做我自己的事,
And only when she comes home,
只有当她回家的时候,
then I'm working on the relationship scramble.
我就比较随便就在我才能够完我才能够对这件事我们的关系来做工。
And so, in other words, out of sight, out of mind.
甚至所以我其实我眼睛看不到，以及没有去仔细想。
But the relationship in God's eyes is not the same.
我们知道神眼中的关系是不一样的。
If we are husband and wife,
如果我们是夫妇。
Whether we are together or whether we are absent, we are always husband and wife.
不管我们有没有看到彼此，我们永远都是夫妇。
Do you know how important that is?
你知不知道这有多重要？
You cannot have a second wife.
你不可以有第二个太太。
You cannot have a wife one at a time.
你不可以一次有一个太太。
You know how important relationship is?
你知不知道关系有多重要？
Whether God is in your presence or not.
不管神有没有在你前面
，Whether Paul is in your presence or not，
不管保罗有没有跟你在一起
，If you have ever obeyed，
如果你曾经顺从
，More so you need to obey，
你曾经顺服，你就一直要顺服。
And Paul is telling the church，
保罗告诉教会
，To work out your salvation with fear and trembling。
做成你们得救的功夫，当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
And to let the salvation come out of your obedience，
让这个救恩从你的顺服中出来。
Every relationship requires some obedience。
我们知道每一个关系里都需要一些顺从。
And obedience is a two-way street。
我们知道，顺从是彼此的。
Now we talk about salvation is God's power。
我们知道。救恩是神的能力。
Do we find in the obedience of the Son of God first?
我们是不是先看到神子的顺从？
Or do we find the obedience of our flesh first?
还是我们先从我们自己的肉身上看到顺从？
Salvation says the obedience of the Son of God first.
但救恩告诉你，神儿子的顺从第一。
And that life has entered in us.
我们知道，而且他的生命已经到我们身上。
For God has worked it in us.
我们知道神已经在我们身上做工。
By our belief, we now know we are reconciled with God.
我们记着因着信，我们就与神和好。
By grace through faith, we know we are now reconciled with all our brothers and sisters.
我们知道经由这个救恩，我们就跟所有的弟兄姊妹和好。
But then we need one more step.
我们还需要一件事。
We need to carry out that obedience one with another.
我们必须要展现出来这个顺从。
Now I must say, obedience is not an outward copy of an act.
我们知道，所以我们知道顺从并不是学，不是学什么人做什么事。
You cannot just do the same thing and call it obedience.
你不能够只是做一样的事就说哦顺从。
The obedience of a husband, the obedience of a daughter, of a wife is different.
我们知道。丈夫跟妻子的顺从是不一样的。
And the obedience of this person and that person before God may be different.
我知道两个人在神面前的顺从可能也是不一样的。
The important thing is that Jesus Christ has set the relationship right already.
最重要的是我们知道耶稣基督已经把这个关系做对了。
And we know it is the power of God for salvation that has worked in us.
我们知道是耶稣基督我们知道是神救恩的能力在我们身上做工。
Philippians says, For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
腓立比书中间讲到，我们知道神是 在你心中的神，他在你身上，在我身，在都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美。
And there are three things that we know we have to watch out from now on.
我们知道从今天开始有三件事我们必须要注意。
One is our spiritual relationship.
第一件事是我们属灵的关系。
From this on, outgrow spiritual life and spiritual service.
我们知道，从今天开始，我们要强调我们属灵的服事以及属灵的实际。
If our life, our service is an individual effort,
如果我们的生命、我们的服事只是我们个人的一个工作的话
，not the effort of our entire fellowship,
而不是我们在这个整个。整个基督徒是大家一起的这个显示出来。
Not the effort in each of our family. Then God's heart cannot be satisfied yet. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 3, Paul reminds us one more time. He said, put no confidence in the flesh. Because we can do doesn't mean we should do. Because we think we cannot do doesn't mean we won't do. Paul said, I have no confidence in my flesh. If anybody has confidence in the flesh, Paul said, I should have.
保罗说如果任何人对自己的肉体有信心的话,
Paul is very mature in spiritual life, mature in spiritual service.
保罗他在他属灵上的生命以及他的服事都非常非常的成熟。
But the words he has given to the church of Philippians is that you must pay attention to your spiritual relationship.
但是他给腓立比教会的话语是说你必须要注意你属灵的关系。
Because that is the core of our salvation.
因为这是救恩的最重要的核心。
That is why Jesus Christ prayed so hard in the days of his flesh for this to be possibly dealt with.
这也是耶稣基督在肉体的时候，他是如此如此努力的祷告，是因为他的肉体能够被对付。
We thank the Lord that we see something in the days of Jesus' flesh.
我们感谢神，我们能够在耶稣基督肉体的时候，我们能够看到这些事。
The Lord willing, we will continue on this topic.
我们希望神能够让我们继续在这个题目上能够继续。
And of the four things that grows out of the days of His flesh.
有四件事在他的肉体，在耶稣基督肉体上，我们。
And today we cover the first thing, be saved.
第一，今天我们讲到了得救。
In the months to come, the Lord willing, we will talk about be sanctified, be justified, and be born again.
在未来几个月，蒙神应许的话，我们会继续谈论成圣、称义以及重生。
And a lot of Christians all around have confusion about these four different things.
我们知道很多基督徒。
They are actually quite different.
其实这四件事情是不太一样的,
but the origin is the same person, Jesus Christ.
但这四件事的源头都是一样,
and he has fulfilled this for us in the days of his flesh.
我们知道在他肉身的时候,
praise the Lord. Let us sing hymn 99 again.
我们一起唱第99首。